KEXP's live performance podcast is made possible by Merge Records, with releases this year from Alison Crutchfield, Waxahachie, Ibibio Sound Machine, Sneaks, and Coco Hames. Discover every artist, listen to music, and shop at mergerecords.com.
It is 90.3 KEXP. We stream all over the world at kexp.org. My name is Troy Nelson. Exciting day here at KEXP. All the way from DC, we have none other than Priests live here in the KEXP live room. So Priests, if you're ready, take it away.
All right.
Priests live here at 90.3 KEXP. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Priests from Washington, D.C. The album is called Nothing Feels Natural. Are you all excited to finally have this record done and out for people to listen to?
Yes, we're so excited. We're so excited to finally be on the road again and touring. It's very nice.
Now, is it true that you started recording this album, but you had to scrap it and re-record the entire record? I think I read that somewhere.
Yes, it was very true.
Yeah, it was a long process. I think, you know, every stage of this band, we've kind of been learning as we go. And so when it came to trying to translate what we do live onto a record, we had to kind of relearn how to communicate that, I think.
Oh, yeah, so. Yeah. Because it is a big difference from performing live and then recording a
right.
record. And even though you can capture a live performance on a recording, it's just you sort of feel under like you're under a microscope and
yeah.
you notice things you wouldn't have noticed before.
It takes some time to figure out how to use the studio as an instrument or like another member of the band almost and how
yeah, it was like a much different
that.
Way of recording than last time we'd done it. Like it was more like the capturing the liveness before. So mm-hmm. it was, yeah, a new process that we had to familiarize ourselves with.
That's great. And it's been a favorite here at KEXP. And I know a lot of
Thanks.
Other stations across the globe. And also you run a label called Sister Polygon.
That is correct.
And you put your own record out on your own label.
Yes.
And
yes.
who are some other bands that might be affiliated with Sister Polygon?
We've released, Danielle has another band called Gauche. We've mm-hmm. released some of that. Flasher, Snail Mail, Hothead, Coup Sauvage and the Snips.
Hand Grenade Jobs. Sneaks.
Yeah.
Downtown Boys did a 7-inch with us.
A lot of
Pink
great,
Wash.
Really
how,
great
Pink
music.
Wash.
How
yeah,
long
Pink
have you
Wash.
Been doing the label part of this?
About as long as we've been a band. And we always tell people we would never recommend starting a band and a record label at the same time.
right.
But
yeah, we
I
put out
imagine.
Our first release was our own 7-inch, which was December 2012. So
it's been a fun, long and winding journey.
Well, that's what led me to that question, because another favorite record of mine of the year is the artist Sneaks. And Sneaks is also from D.C. And have you played shows together as
oh,
well?
Oh, yeah. Ava and Danielle and I had a band a couple years ago called Blood that featured multiple drummers. And I don't know, it's just a bunch of young women screaming. So it was cool. It was fun.
And Ava and I also had a band together called Violent Vibes.
Oh yeah, and Jason from my band recorded that first Sneaks tape that was like put out and then reissued by XYZ and then reissued again by Merge. So that was recorded in a basement in Brentwood, Maryland by
yeah.
our good friend Jason. So
shout out to Jason.
That's
Jason.
Really cool. And yeah. there's still such a vibrant music scene in the DC area, obviously, because I'm just hearing of more and more music coming out of there, as history has proven as well. Has Ian MacKay ever been out to a show of yours?
We see Ian at shows a lot.
Yeah.
yeah, he's like, you know, he's wonderful. He's like kind of like a dad to our band.
Right.
So yeah, he's great.
A good friend, so.
Yeah, he's so nice.
I think one thing that like whenever people ask us about like the vibrant music scene in DC, we're like, yeah, totally, it is vibrant. There's so many things that have been happening, and probably there's like a lot of stuff happening wherever you live too, because like music doesn't have to come from like a certain place to
True.
Be special. You know, it's like what's special is having fun with your friends and you know. Being able to do what you want to do with your music.
Exactly. And have you got to play outside of the United States yet?
Yeah, yes. We were in Europe for 7 weeks. We were there May 20th to July 10th, and we had like a 2-week break in the middle. But besides that, we were touring for about 3 or 4 weeks, I think.
We are going to be back in Europe in late October.
True.
Cool.
And early November, yeah.
So you've been to Europe. Have you been to Australia yet?
No,
or Japan. So anyone out there who wants
yeah.
to take us out of those places.
Friends of priests,
South
other
America,
countries.
China.
Buy
just
us some plane
us
tickets.
Yeah.
Well, Katie, I brought you something. I have a gift for you right
no
here.
No way.
You have. So hopefully this will help get you to Australia. It's
oh,
Kangaroo Katie, a Garbage Pail Kid.
My God, it's a Garbage Pail Kid trading card. Troy, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
This is a meaningful gift.
And hopefully it will help bring the vibes of getting you all over to Australia.
I really appreciate this.
If we go to Australia and I don't get to hold a koala, I quit the band.
This is actually like the cutest Garbage Pail Kid I've ever seen. Katie is actually a girl inside of the kangaroo's pouch. Like there's so many worse fates that you could have as a Garbage Pail
She's
Kid.
She's just a feral child.
She's just like chilling in a kangaroo pouch. That's tight. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And it's Priests live right here in on KEXP. And I know that I and the listeners, and there's, I don't know if you can see them out there, but there's lots of listeners
hey,
watching
everybody,
as well.
Thank you for coming to see us.
And I know that I and they would love
just
to hear
garbage pail kid card.
More Priests right here on KEXP.
Someone to call the cops, but I can tell you, my dad.
Christ, live 90.3 KEXP once again. Thank you all so much.
Thank you for having us, Troy.
It's such a great time. And once again, the album's called Nothing Feels Natural. Can you tell everybody where they can buy this on vinyl or your other artists on your label, Sister Polygon?
So our main site is sisterpolygonrecords.bigcartel.com. You can order it from your local record store. You can buy it on Bandcamp. Most of our artists have their own Bandcamp pages. But yeah, we keep our stock online. So,
awesome.
Order away. Shameless plug.
Yes, absolutely. Pick up the album Nothing Feels Natural. Go see Priests when they are in your town. And if you are in Seattle, they're going to be playing Black Lodge today. So once again, thanks to Priests live here on 90.3 KEXP Seattle.
KEXP's live performance podcast is made possible by Merge Records, with releases this year from Alison Crutchfield, Waxahachie, Ibibio Sound Machine, Sneaks, and Coco Hames. Discover every artist, listen to music, and shop at mergerecords.com.